For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kevin Reed, joined by freshman Rachel Hatula from Belleville, Wisconsin. And Rachel, season has kind of been a little bit up and down. You lost a couple this past weekend. What do you think was the cause of some of the problems in the games this weekend?
We had some turnovers and just some missed layups towards the end of the game. We just watched it in film. Like, we didn't score, well, our first field goal till about 6 minutes in. Otherwise, yeah, we only had like 3 points 6 minutes in, so.
You've been playing some significant minutes throughout the season in each and every game. Talk about your adjustment as you've gone through the season to each and every game.
Well, I know each game, like, the posts know more and more what I do, so I'm going to have to work that much harder. And I know there's some great posts in this league, so Tay Bray and I just work hard against each other every day, so it prepares us for the next game.
One of the things a freshman needs to adjust to on the court is the officiating. Have you been able to kind of figure out how things are being called at this level?
Yeah, a little better. So I've been going to the free throw line quite a bit, so I know that if I draw the contact more, then they'll call it more often than not, but it's up and down, so you never know what you're going to get.
Another adjustment a freshman always has to make is the sports versus classes and keeping the time balance between the two. How have you been able to handle that after your first semester?
So far, good. My dad always harps on me saying classes first, and I know that, but, you know, it's always going to be tough, but it's been a good adjustment. It's been going well.
And now that you're on a winter break and you don't have classes, do you kind of miss some of that structure?
A little bit. When I'm just, like, sitting in my room doing nothing, then, yeah. But otherwise, it's nice having a little break from school, always.
Tell us a little bit about your hometown of Belleville, Wisconsin.
It's a small town. I graduated with about 70 kids in my class. It's very community-orientated. You know, it's a nice little place.
Had you ever heard of Bemidji State before you came here?
No. So I started a thing with NCSA, which is a recruiting site, and I looked up, like, D2 schools, and Bemidji State was one of them. And I just looked through all of them because Winona State was in contact with me, so I knew the NSIC. So, yeah, and then all of a sudden I got an email from Coach DeVille and started, yeah. I guess that's the kind of first time I, you know, heard about it or knew about it, so, yeah.
And when you first came to Bemidji, what did you think of the town and the school?
I thought the school was nice. I thought it was pretty. I really like the tunnel system, so you don't have to freeze outside. Yeah, just overall was good.
And what is your major, or if you don't have one, what is your planned major?
Right now it's exercise science, but I plan on changing it to biology with a medical sciences emphasis.
Okay, so obviously you're planning to be maybe a doctor in some field?
Yep.
Any particular field you're looking at down the road?
I'm not sure right now, but I've been kind of leaning towards pediatrics.
As far as your roommates, I've asked this of others. Who's the neatest and who's the messiest and who do you live with?
I live with Tori Bott. She's more clean or cleanly than I am. I don't know, like, everyone is pretty neat, so I guess I would be the least neat, I guess. I don't know.
Do you have any basketball players either at the professional level or the college level that you like to watch play?
When I was younger, I really liked to watch Frank Kaminsky, and that's a big reason why I was 44 in high school and middle school, and they didn't have the number here, so I'm 32. But I don't know, Frank Kaminsky was always one that I really enjoyed watching.
And do you have any pregame rituals that you have to follow?
Rumor always braids my hair. Otherwise, not really.
Well, Rachel, thanks for your time and good luck.
Thank you.